Welcome to the new Southern Fried Podcast, a product of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm Rex Nelson, senior editor of the Democrat Gazette, and will be your host, hopefully on an ongoing basis. If you like this and it works, and I think one of my regulars, in fact, he may end up being a co-host because he's going to be a regular, the man that I wrote a column about and I simply called Mr. Arkansas, Skip Rutherford. Skip, thanks for joining us as we launch the Southern Fried Podcast.
Rex, I am honored to be here, and I can't think of a better title than a Southern Fried Podcast.
Exactly. Now, you recently retired after many years as dean of the Clinton School of Public Service in Little Rock. So tell me how those first weeks, I know you're staying busy, but those first weeks of quote-unquote retirement are going for you.
You know, actually, it's been much better than I thought it would be. First of all, the pandemic made the transition from office to home much easier. My biggest worry was a sense of place, but working at home during the pandemic made it easy. So for the first 30 days, I just relaxed.
Very smart.
I just unwound and really did nothing. But in the last couple of weeks, I have been writing short vignettes for a possible book. And so I've been taking a particular, it's centered around storytelling, it's centered around politics and public service, but I'm taking particular moments and writing vignettes. If you think of Joe David Rice's books that he wrote, which I really liked about Arkansas and Arkansas tourism and Arkansas places, I am doing that in a sense of just vignettes I've gotten to the University of Arkansas as a student.
That's where great. Joe David Rice, another Arkansas treasure. I was on the road with him yesterday up in the Ozarks. So,
you went to Gilbert.
Went to Gilbert, often known as the coldest place in Arkansas, as you know.
Oh, and one of Arkansas's best. I love the place.
Got a general store there. Been in business since 1901, Skip. And now, it's got a newer annex. It was built in 1906,
I look forward to going back. Yeah, I've been there many times. It's also got a great little area where you can just walk out to the river, and it's just spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get back to things I wanted to talk about to you, and we'll get in before we finish up about Arkansas as a whole. But I want to focus in because we have the Little Rock sales tax vote coming up in a few weeks, and I wanted to focus in on a speech that I wasn't there, but I went back online and watched some of it. You spoke to Rotary Club 99, which is the largest Rotary Club in the state, one of the oldest civic clubs in America, really a bastion of civic life in the state of Arkansas. And you can correct me if I'm paraphrasing you wrong, but basically what you said is that the state's largest city, Little Rock, has maybe gotten just a little bit tired, and for lack of a better term, Skip, it's time for the next big thing in the capital city.
Yeah, Rex, that's exactly right. I went through a list of things that I thought were positive, that were sort of untired. Robinson Auditorium, the Museum of Fine Arts, the pedestrian bridges, the sculpture garden. There were some things that were untired. But yeah, you know, and I got that theme because when we were doing the library project in 1997, I went to see Doyle Rogers. And Doyle Rogers had developed the Excelsior Hotel. Doyle was from Batesville. We were longtime family friends.
Both from Batesville.
And I just went to seek his advice because he had made a major investment in downtown Little Rock. And he you know, gave me a lot of advice, which I certainly appreciated and welcomed. But one of the things he said was he thought Little Rock was getting tired. And I didn't focus on it too much at the time because I was more focused on trying to get, you know, building the Clinton Library. But as I sat back and worked on the project and thought about it, I thought, you know, he was right, because when we walked out the front door of the Excelsior Hotel, which was beginning to need a lot of work at the time, and he acknowledged that, you looked to your left down what was now the River Market, and other than Iriana's Pizza, you didn't see much. And so I thought, okay, you know, his point is well taken. Little Rock was getting tired. So as I did the Rotary speech, I thought, okay, it's been 20 plus years. And by meaning tired, Rex, I looked at the three major anchors of venues. One, the Clinton Library, which I obviously had a vested interest in. Two, the State House Convention Center.
Right.
And three, the now Simmons Arena, both of which were built as a result of the River Project. And I helped Buddy the Lions on that campaign. So I know all three of those venues well. They're 20 to 25 years old. They're getting tired.
So what is the next step? And I'll include, obviously, we're talking Simmons Arena. So when we say Little Rock, we'll obviously include North Little Rock, too, for the Central Arkansas, Central for the Arkansas. Metro area.
Yeah, that's where I was talking about, yeah.
What do you see as the next steps?
Well, I think three or four things have to happen. And one is the Clinton Library needs major renovations. The exhibits are old. They're tired. Attendance has dropped off. You know, Arkansas is not the same as it was when the Clintons were elected. And you and I are looking at a headline that says Clinton wins.
Yeah, we're looking at that November the 4th because the election was on November 3rd. So as we tape, we're looking at a framed copy of that November 4th front page of the Democrat
Gazette. And quite frankly, it's different. No one particularly is interested now about the transportation bill, or they're more interested in presidential history, this continuing journey, what's happening in the state, the country, and the world. So I think it needs a major renovation. The State House Convention Center has basically, as a result of the pandemic, been vacant for 18 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, a few things, but for the most part, it's been vacant. And at some point, we're going to have to expand that convention center. Probably not now because conventions are hurting, but it's been 20 years. It needs remodeling, it needs reinvigorating, it needs more technology. And the Simmons Arena, probably the best of the three, probably the best shape of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Still, we have got to be very sensitive to not letting it become a place that you and I both love and respect and will always honor, Barton Coliseum.
Right. Can't get behind the times.
But you cannot get behind the times. And that was the Barton mistake. That was the Traveler Field mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, that was the War Memorial mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can't get behind the times. So that's what worries me about the three. So that's why I use the word tired.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do have the sales tax vote in the city of Little Rock coming up. I haven't written this, but I will tell you, I mean, I'm not one that just knee-jerk supports every tax increase. I want to be fiscally responsible. I do plan to vote for this one. And one of the things in there, Skip, that appeals to me is talking about keeping up to date is the revitalization of War Memorial Park, Hindman Park, and the trails connecting those. As you know, I preach in my column regularly how economic development has changed. It used to be about going out and getting a plant that would bring 500 jobs. Now it's about attracting talented people. And talented young people demand things like quality parks, hiking trails, cycling trails. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I totally agree with that. And I think part of the issue, Rex, that we're dealing with, and I think this is a problem, and I think it needs to be addressed. And I've raised this issue with both Mayor Scott and with Gretchen Hall, the head of the CVB. When we opened the Clinton Library, we had a person dedicated that worked full-time doing nothing else but going after national tourism publications, both magazines, print, and so forth. Things have changed. I understand that. But still, we don't do a very good job of telling our story. We've got a fabulous park system and a fabulous, not that it's perfect, but you got bridges across the river.
Absolutely.
The Big Dam Bridge, Buddy the Lions is the Arkansas's unsung hero. The Big Dam Bridge, these pedestrian bridges, are few cities in America have that.
Exactly. It really sets Little Rock apart.
But we're not telling the story. I agree with you on War Memorial Stadium. The two things I see in this sales tax that I think are potential going from tired to untired would be, one, this new sports arena, youth sports area for competitive sports. But we've got to, people disagree with me on this, but we got to think not, and Gretchen's right on proposing this thing. We got to think about, Rex, who the audience is. And it's not just kids from Little Rock. It's Tulsa. It's Memphis. It's St. Louis. It's competitive people who travel with their sons and their daughters to dance and cheerleading and baseball and basketball and soccer and all sorts of competitions.
Mm-hmm.
To put it in the middle of a field somewhere like we did the IMAX by the airport,
right,
which was a mistake. It's no longer there. And the reason why it's a single source destination.
And it would be booming if it were in the River Market District, looking in retrospect.
Would have been, the cinema festival would have been there. You just think about all the stuff. But so we can't make that mistake because it's not, we don't need to create another UALR gymnasium or another field house at Little Rock Hall High School. We need to have a venue that is attractive to state and regional and even national audiences. Therefore, it should be downtown and it should be close to within walking distance of the hotels. You take your son to a basketball game and he plays at 10 o'clock in the morning, or your daughter to a cheerleading competition at 11, or to a basketball game. For girls basketball, it's probably going to be more competitive than boys. But let's just say whatever the issue is, let's say you got a girls game at 10 and a boys game at 11, then your next game's not till 5. So you're going to have to get in your car and drive somewhere to eat. Mom and dad may want to go back and take a shower or take a nap. The kids may want to go to the Museum of Discovery or to the Art Center or Historic Arkansas. We got to think bigger than just the venue. That's what we did on the Clinton Library by placing it there because it was close to hotels. That's one. The second thing, where I think War Memorial Stadium has a real opportunity is that, and people disagree with me on this, is that the zoo is tired, but the zoo is still a major attraction. I have people all over Arkansas tell me, I come to Little Rock to go to the zoo. And in the pandemic, Rex.
Big numbers.
Yeah. Now, we've got to make it affordable. We've got to make it attractive. Does someone say, is the giraffe the right exhibit? I'll leave that up to the zoo professionals. The zoo needs a rework. I think it could go from what, the Arkansas Arts Center to the Museum of Fine Arts. So those two benefits venue-wise besides the park. But I would put someone in charge of telling Little Rock's story and not just to a convention audience.
I agree with you. But again, there are the things I think in this, if we do it right, that kind of, again, go back to that quality of life, go back to attracting talented people to Little Rock. Let's bring it back to where you and I are sitting right now, and that's downtown Little Rock. I read a story recently. I knew it was high, but I had no idea it was this high, and that is the emptiness in some of our towers. The Bank of America building, I read, I believe it was only 44% occupied, so more than half of that tower, which kind of was one of the ones that defined the Little Rock skyline, is empty. How do we get the private sector back to downtown Little Rock?
I think you've hit on the real crux of the, quote, tired theme. You know, and again, not everything can be downtown. I love what George Gleason is doing. You can, you know.
No, I live out there. It's an incredible building.
It's an incredible
building. It's going to be a whole campus eventually.
You can't argue against that. You can't argue against the development that's taken place. You can't argue against the added amenities happening at Pinnacle Mountain. Remember, it's out west, and we claim Pinnacle. So we have to claim the whole city. BB was right. It's in terms of the state. It's not east versus west or the Delta versus Northwest Arkansas. We're all one Arkansas. But the pandemic has hurt downtowns more than any section of our city and maybe our state. It's problematic. Mm-hmm. And when you start looking at specific numbers and specific vacancies, the way you're going to have to get the private sector back, in my opinion, is to invest in the public sector, the Art Center, the Museum of Fine Arts, the new basketball, the sports arena. And I'm not talking about just sports. I mean, I'm opening it to dance and cheerleading and basketball. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just all about competitive sports. I mean, there's a lot of things that ought to be considered in the planning. I think you've got to build the amenities where people come and work, are employed there, live there. And then I think you've got to look really hard at, and I say this, is that, can these be adaptively reused? And if not, do they need to be removed?
Yeah, I do think if you look at other cities across the country, Skip, and, you know, I sit over at Dickie Stevens Park. I go to a lot of baseball games this time of year, and we do have one of the finest minor league baseball facilities in America here in Central Arkansas.
Yeah, and I think
I look at that skyline, Skip, and that's what makes it so great. So I think adaptive reuse is the thing. I mean, have businesses houses on certain floors, but do what other cities have done and have condos on certain floors. Maybe have a boutique hotel that takes up 2-3 floors of those buildings.
Yeah, I mean, look, none of this is easy. And if it were easy, it would have been solved a long time ago. But it seems to me that what Little Rock needs, I mean, Central Arkansas, North Little Rock too, is an adaptive reuse consultant or person, you know, because it's not just us thinking about what we can do. I've said with the Terry Mansion, which I think ought to be saved, I've told my friends at the Art Center and at the Museum of Fine Arts Center, is bring in some adaptive reuse person that's done this across the country and take a look at it and give us ideas. Mm-hmm. Who would have ever thought an old train station would be a school of public service?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, you couldn't have predicted that. Buddy Valines had this vision that this old bridge that the Corps of Engineers wanted to tear down was solid enough that people could ride their bikes and walk and run across it. Thank God. So instead of just saying, give up, let's bring somebody that has done this. My premise was, someone said, well, what would you do with the Bank of America or all this? Well, I don't know, because I'm not qualified to do it. But when we built the Clinton Library Rex, we brought in people who were part of national tourism. You know what one of the advices they gave us? He said, you've got very poor, high-quality interstate hotels. You need name brands. Mm-hmm. You need Holiday Inns. You need Comfort Inns. And we went out and recruited them. Well, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have known that. But I worked hard in recruiting them. We need people to come in here and rather than just throw our hands up and say, well, the Donaghy building is vacant. Well, can it be reused? If it can't, then you got a hard decision.
Absolutely.
But you got to exhaust every opportunity and every option. I still think that when you look around Travelers Field, for example, Dickie Stevens, you know, I had somebody say to me, well, I just rented an apartment right next to Dickie Stevens. And I think, okay, you know, that's encouraged private sector development because they want to encourage next.
Yeah, they walk to both the arena and the baseball park
and
there.
Municipal leagues expanding over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I think we've got to do that first.
Absolutely. Now, one of the bright spots as we look at the overall economy of Central Arkansas is, of course, Amazon building a gigantic facility at the Port of Little Rock, building another gigantic facility. I just rode by it the other day at Galloway, just off Interstate 40 on the edge of North Little Rock, right behind the truck stops there. Have already redone the old jacuzzi plant in southwest Little Rock. Between those three facilities, that's about 2,000 jobs. And Skip, I did some research for a column I was writing, and the best I can determine, that's the biggest single job influx into Central Arkansas since the Little Rock Air Force Base was constructed in the 1950s. I don't know of a bigger single number of jobs
than
2,000.
And I think, Rex, going back to what you said, I think in terms of economic development, I think that there is still room. And I think Jay Cheshire has done a good job. I think Brian Day's done a good job.
Outstanding.
I think they've done a really good job of sort of industrial type recruiting. It's a different industry than it was of the plants of the old, but there's still room for that. So I think the investing in the port is another good investment of the sales tax. And so those kinds of combinations that you can't be just tied to one thing, as you know, the Delta was tied to agriculture.
Right.
And for many years, Northwest Arkansas was tied just to the University of Arkansas. And then all of a sudden you've gotten this major expansions going on. So I think Little Rock is positioned with the Amazons of the world and the ports of the world and with a river running through it and with a very nice, close, easily accessible, and quite frankly, credit's due, updated airport. There's a lot going right. Downtown, tired. Mm-hmm. And I think Rex, really tired. And I hate to say that because I've spent a lot of time on it, but I think it's tired.
Yeah, I agree. You know, when you look at Arkansas as a whole, and I've written a lot, Skip, about population trends, there are really only three growth areas. It's the Little Rock metro area, which the growth, of course, has been much greater in Saline County and Lone Oak County and Faulkner County than it has in Pulaski County, more the outlying counties. But the metro area, Northwest Arkansas, of course, which is one of the leading growth areas in the country, and then what I now call the Jonesboro-Paragould Corridor, because those two places have really tied together. And I didn't go anywhere for 13 months till my whole family was fully vaccinated. And after we accomplished that in April, I've probably been to Northwest Arkansas 6-7 times already since late April, because there's so many stories there. It's wonderful. I see no end to the growth, but I think you and I probably agree that Northwest Arkansas can't carry this whole state by itself. We've got to have Central Arkansas, the Little Rock metro area, doing well, and we've got to have that Jonesboro-Paragould area continuing to do well.
Yeah, I think if I'm you know this better than I do, but I think 48 of 75 counties lost population. That may be somewhere off. But
yeah, no, I think it may, when we get all the breakdowns, which we haven't gotten yet from the 2020 census, it may be 50 or more.
Well,
yeah,
it may be
that lost population during the past 10 years.
I think your point's well taken. Different areas have the personalities of their own, and so when you talk about Northwest Arkansas, you're right. When you talk about Central Arkansas, again, you got the Amazons and all that stuff coming along. And I think we got to think beyond just the city of Little Rock and North Little Rock, because the Little Rock job market provides lots of opportunities, sustains these bedroom communities. Mm-hmm. So let's don't discount the fact that some people are choosing to live elsewhere because of family, because of schools, because of space, because of whatever. But it's the Little Rock job market that's sometimes we underestimate, you know, the Conways and the Bentons and the mm-hmm. Bryants would not be near as thriving if it weren't for the industrial development and economic growth in Central Arkansas. Maybe not showing up in population.
Right, right.
But let me tell you what I think one of Little Rock's problems is going to be, real quick, is that we have relied so much on urban tourism, mm-hmm. business travel. Rex, the urban tourist spends probably 4 times more than a person who, you know, goes and camps out. And I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying we've gotten a lot of revenue from people on business travelers that come in and eat and dine and shop and so forth.
And that's been gone.
That's been gone.
Year and a half.
And I'm not, you know, in this Delta variant coming mm-hmm. back. Buddy, I'm not sure how quick it's going to come back.
Mm-hmm. It is a reason for concern. There is no doubt about that. So we're running out of time, but we'll probably devote a whole show to this. But you and I both grew up out in the States. You're from Batesville. I'm from Arkadelphia. We've had some great trips together. Love smaller towns. We mentioned that almost 50 of the state's 75 counties are losing population right now. And I don't think there are any easy answers for rural Arkansas, but what do you see as the future of rural Arkansas?
Well, you know, again, there are no easy answers, but I think, number one, paying attention to rural Arkansas, listening to rural Arkansas, doing our best wherever we can to recruit in rural Arkansas, people like you that talk up rural Arkansas. We don't need to be us versus them.
Mm-hmm.
Broadband, of course, is a big difference. And the fact that while Jonesboro and Paragould and all those other places are thriving, the Mark Trees, the Turles, the Twists are not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to figure out how to sustain a way of life. And part of that is incumbent upon the haves. And I'm not talking about welfare haves. I'm talking about the business haves to help the business have-nots through training, through employment opportunities, I love what Darren Williams is doing in Southern Bank Corp, providing rural banking. We have to look, you've done it with the Delta Regional Authority. This is not going to, didn't happen overnight. It's got to be solved overnight. But we can't just say, well, it's them, mm-hmm. not us. It's we.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me, Skip, I've beat on this in my column quite a bit, but if we could get our priorities straight, get our legislature focused back on Arkansas problems rather than national issues, that there's a lot here to offer. If we can get that broadband internet, people now can work from anywhere. We have these incredible natural attributes in Arkansas. We have a low cost of living. We don't have much traffic in most areas of the state. We are pretty stress-free compared to a lot of cities on the East Coast and West Coast. And when it comes to attracting those, again, young, talented people, especially as they marry, start to raise families, looking for a lower cost of living, if we play our cards right, there's a lot Arkansas's got to do right, but I still tend to be kind of a glass half full guy rather than a half glass empty guy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's a lot going right. I think we've taken a big lick with COVID. Mm-hmm. We've become the national poster child.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah.
It
comes back to low vaccination rates.
Well, it comes back to that, and it comes back to, you know, as you've talked about, some legislative actions that have not brought great credit to people around the country that are looking for safe places and doctors that want to come to good working environments and so forth. So I think we've done a lot of self-inflicted wounds, but we still go back that we've got an abundance of talent, an abundance of natural resources, an abundance of creative people, and somehow we've got to tap that. And I go back to where I started is, in the case of Little Rock, we need somebody that gets up every morning and just pounds the story in, not only to the Rex Nelsons of the world, but to the Philadelphias of the world, that you got a big damn bridge here.
Yeah.
You can run across the river. You, by the way, when you fly into Little Rock, you are 5 minutes from downtown.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, there's just a lot of things we're not telling and that we just assume people know. And I don't think, and people are looking at the little things. The other thing I would say, and I think this is true throughout the state, is that in places like Northwest Arkansas and in Little Rock and Central Arkansas and in Jonesboro and Paragould, high quality medical care. You know, we've got some good medical. Our health rankings are low. So the world looks at us and says, you're 49th, you're 50th, you're 51st, you're 48th. That, they see all the U.S. news reports and all that stuff. We're not telling the story of the great work that is going on here.
And people from literally, as you know, all over the world who come to UAMS for specific treatments because they do them better than anybody else.
UAMS does a remarkable job. So does Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And
St. Vincent. St. Vincent.
So does Children's.
Yeah.
I mean, and they try to tell their story, but they shouldn't be the ones having to tell their story. Little Rock and Arkansas should be telling their story.
Mm-hmm. That is a great point. Skip, I think we're about out of time for today, but we're going to do this a lot more in the future.
Let's keep going. We need to turn the tired into the untired.
And you and I are going to hit the road, hopefully, and get the stealth
of
Marion down.
Where do you
want
to go first? What's your first stop?
Oh, listen, we'll head out into Arkansas. I like going. As you know, I consider all 75 counties my beat.
There's two things I'm up for.
Okay.
One is they're going to be releasing the Arkansas Barbecue Trail pretty soon, and I'm pretty excited.
I
want to hit some of those. And the other thing is that Kat's new book about Arkansas dairy bars.
We can do a bunch
of
deli bars.
I'm a big dairy bar.
Yeah.
You and I are both Bulldog fans of Ball Knob, but there's some great dairy bars all over Arkansas. And both the barbecue joints and the dairy bars really enhance small towns.
All right. Well, we will come back. Those will be future episodes. We'll have a barbecue episode. We're not always going to be this serious. We'll have a barbecue episode. We'll have a dairy bar episode. So much more to come.
Yeah.
Skip, thanks.
It'll be fun. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Southern Fried Podcast. I'm Rex Nelson, senior editor of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and we'll see you next time.